Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
In football, one goal is never enough. But sometimes it is.
100% passion.
Our striker could have nostrils the size of megaphones and still he wouldn't get a sniff in front of goal.
100% banter.
We like sports other than football, don't we, Ian?
Not really.
No.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. Ian Five Ankles is at an outside location he's never been to before. You can hear me though, can't you, Ian?
Are you there?
Yeah, that's fun. That's the first bit of banter this morning. And as a footballer, you've played at 60 away grounds, haven't you? You're well-travelled, so it's good to be somewhere new.
I am, Anthony. Yeah, I've been to all four corners of the British Isles, some places against my will, like Mansfield and Scunthorpe. Chesterfield, another appalling town with absolute scum passing as supporters.
We'll find out exactly where Ian Five Ankles is and why, but first, let's play Dean Saunders.
Dean Saunders.
I'm Dean Saunders, ex-Villa and Wales international. My name, you know, sounds a bit like saunter, which means, you know, to walk leisurely at a relaxed pace.
Where is Dean Saunders sauntering? It's Dean Saunders.
No, sauntering is the opposite of my pace during my playing days. I can tell you, I was quick. I didn't saunter at all, God. I mean, anyone who suggests otherwise doesn't have a clue. I'll show you my pace, you bell end.
Dean Saunders.
And pricks, a lot of you. Absolute pricks. Steaming bunch of cheese elements.
So we all know the game. Dean Saunders is sauntering somewhere in the British Isles right now. If you spot him, call us or text 75358 and you could win £1,000 courtesy of Gough's Trough.
I'm Darren Gough. Come and eat at my trough.
Gough's Trough. Why eat at a restaurant with plates and cutlery when you could all eat out of one giant stainless steel trough like what livestock use?
With me. Yorkshire and England fast bowler Darren Goff.
You've eaten at Goff's Trough, haven't you, Ian?
I have, Anthony, yeah. I went with my ex-wife, now current girlfriend, Denise, and we had a lovely time,
yeah.
Courtesy of Darren Goff, who gave us a free meal in exchange for this very shout-out.
And the beauty of Goff's Trough, the restaurant owned by Darren Goff, is you can have a bit of what the person directly next to you has ordered, because it all melts together in the trough.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a brand new dining experience for humans, but it's centuries old in agricultural terms. I had linguine, Denise had a bit of poached salmon, and a bloke called Graham next to us had ordered an all-day monster breakfast, all poured in the same trough, and all three dishes absolutely delicious. The combination of flavours was magnificent. Plus, the trough is heated, so your dinner stays warm.
The trough is heated. I can absolutely... Apart from for the cold salad dish, even then it's heated. And there's someone on the line now. Sean is from West Didsbury. Hi, Sean.
Hi, lads. Yeah, I think I've just seen Dean Saunders.
Okay, Sean. Okay, you've called the right place. Is he sauntering?
Oh, he's sauntering all right. Leisurely as you like.
Where's Dean Saunders sauntering? Sean?
Currently, he's sauntering past the abandoned Blockbuster video store at the retail park in Fallowfield, Greater Manchester.
Okay, let's check with our GPS Saunders tracker. Sean, I've got good news for you.
It's him. It's him, isn't it?
It is him. Congratulations.
Yes, get in. I've won a grand. Cheers, Dino.
Yeah, all you have to do is catch him and the money is yours.
Well, I mean, he's just there.
Just touch him, Sean. Just touch him. Put your arms around him.
All right. Excuse me? Dean Saunders. I'm playing Dean Saunders and... Hey, mate, no! Come back! He started running!
Sorry, Sean, this shouldn't be happening. Hang on a sec, this isn't part of the game. Dean's been told by producers just to saunter only.
Well, he's not sauntering anymore. He's at full pace. What do I do?
Chase him, Sean. Catch him.
I'm chasing him. Oi! Dean! Come back!
This is classic Dean Saunders, Anthony. You don't get all those Wales caps without being a winner. I mean, granted, Wales didn't win any games at that time, but the point still stands.
He's running to the main road. Jesus! Oh, he nearly got hit by a car. Oh, that was close. Oh, my God.
Has he been hit?
No, he's weaved his way through the traffic. He's gone.
What a player. Top player.
World class.
Not world class.
You keep chasing him, Sean. Rugby tackle, Dean Saunders to the floor, and that grand is yours. We'll be back after the travel with Angelina.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. An Ian a day keeps the doctor away.
And we are out. Thanks, Sandra. You played against Dean Saunders, have you, Ian, I'm imagining?
Yeah, I did, when he was at Bradford City. Another shithole. But the club got a real lift from Dean's radiant presence, I have to say. A proper football man. You don't hear of many kids called Dean these days, do you? I think that's a real shame. I tell you what, if I had another kid, I would name him Dean. But I wouldn't have another kid, Anthony. Babies are absolute wankers.
They are. Would you adopt an older kid and call them Dean?
I wouldn't change the name of an older kid, Anthony. I think that's frowned upon. And you don't get kids named Dean nowadays, so if I did adopt a Dean, I'd be adopting a man in his 40s, and frankly, why would they want that at their age?
Okay, we are back in 5 seconds. So
I mean, they couldn't call me dad, could they? Well, that wouldn't feel right.
Yep, coming right on.
Why are they looking for a new dad at age 40? It seems perverted.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Ian's lips are your alarm clock.
Wake up with me! No, can we switch that off? It's far too loud.
Welcome back. Now, as we know, Ian Five Ankles is not in the studio, are you, Ian?
I'm not, Anthony, no. I'm just proving that I can't just do it in the studio. I can do it on a wet and windy Wednesday night in Stoke. Although I'm not in Stoke. The weather is mild. It's not even Wednesday night, it's morning.
It's morning. It's morning. Everyone knows it's morning. I miss you, Ian.
I'm not surprised. You don't have Kitty Spink, Nigel Spink's daughter, to chase around now. She's moved shows to Sports Horn Drive.
Well, I do appreciate the banter, but I didn't do that.
Well,
I
wouldn't do it now. Not now she's engaged to Drew Fibonacci. But what a pair they make. The first pair of presenters engaged to be married in radio history.
Kitty Spink, the Sports Horn sweetheart.
And F1 racer Drew Fibonacci.
He's streets ahead. Only on Sports Horn Drive.
Lovely couple.
But why is Ian Five Ankles in a secret location? Well, it's all because of that caller from yesterday's show where we did a weekly Ask Me Anything with Ian Five Ankles. Sandra, play the call.
Ask Me Anything with Ian Five Ankles.
I'm Ian. Ask me anything. I will answer.
Why were you so shite at my club, Ian? You were a disgrace. It was like playing with 10 men with you on the pitch.
Sorry, not that cool. Hold on, just skip forward, Sandra, if you can, please. Thank you.
What is your top tip for saving money,
here's how I save real money, Francis. It's called fare splitting. You pay for singles along the route, and it's valid as long as the train is calling at those stations. It's cheaper than buying a full ticket sometimes. It's a loophole.
Wow, thanks for that. That's really interesting.
I haven't finished.
Sorry, not that bit. Sorry, that was a full 10 minutes in which Ian explained the money-saving technique on splitting tickets on UK railways. Sandra, we really should have got the clip ready. You've got it? This is Jonathan from Colchester. Jonathan, you're on the line. Here's the call.
Hi, Ian, big fan of the show. What I want to know is, when you go to the toilet, do you stand up to wipe or sit down?
Hold on, Jonathan, that's a very personal question, and it's breakfast time.
No, Anthony, it's men's health, it's men's hygiene, it's men's matters. I'm happy to answer. And the answer is, I don't sit down or stand up.
What? You don't do number twos?
I think, Jonathan, what Ian is saying is he doesn't sit or stand, but he wipes while lying in the fetal position. Is that right, Ian? I've got that right.
No, you haven't got that right. That's not what I meant. No, I bidet.
You what, mate? Use a bidet?
That's right. I wash my bottom in a small porcelain bowl next to my toilet, like they do on the continent.
You're having a laugh, aren't you, Ian? You don't bidet, do you?
I'm deadly serious, Anthony. Deadly serious. You know me, I hate Europe with an absolute passion. I played every Intertoto Cup game with sick in my mouth. But I have to say, they've got B-Days right, Anthony. They've got B-Days right.
Ask me anything with Ian Five Ankles.
I'm Ian. Ask me anything. I'll probably answer.
So that was the bombshell revelation. Ian Five Ankles uses a B-Day. How long's this been the case, Ian?
Benito Carbone showed me one at Sheffield Wednesday in 1996, and I haven't used paper since.
Incredible. That's a long time.
It is, yeah. He was a remarkable man in so many ways. He showed me how to do it. He had no qualms about it, not in the least bit shy. And Bradford City was actually the first club to get a B-Day in the Premier League. Paul Jewell learned how to use one then as well. He used to wash his face in it every day.
Wow. Ian hasn't used toilet paper since 1996. So how much paper has Ian Five Ankles saved by not wiping? We have on the line a representative of Andrex. Other toilet papers are available. They're just not as good. Talk us through your calculations here.
I'm from Andrex, and by my calculations, June 13th, 1996, when Ian gave up using toilet paper was 10,000 days ago. We estimate that a person uses 160 loo rolls per year, 180 if they're incredibly soft and Moorish, as our ones.
So, gosh, let me do the maths. That's a toilet roll every 2.28 days, which means Ian has saved 4,385.96 toilet rolls.
Yes. Let's round that up to 4,386 toilet rolls in case he needed to wipe his nose once or clean up a bit of gravy off the table.
Oh, yes, yes. So how many trees is that?
It's hard to say. Sometimes we use one tree to make one roll of toilet paper, like just for a laugh, lol. But on average, we would say that Ian has saved 28 trees from being chopped down.
28 trees, as much as that. How do you feel about that, Ian?
Just doing my job, Anthony. If there's a bowl of water, I will wash my bum in it, and that's a promise.
The Ian Five Ankles promise.
If it's good enough for Benito Carbone, me and Paul Jewell,
it's good enough for you.
Saving the planet with Ian Five Ankles.
One bum wash at a time.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's all very well saying you've saved 28 trees, but where actually are those trees? Well, we contacted the UK Forestry Commission and they helped us track down the 28 trees that would have been cut down had Ian not B-Day'd. We've called it Five Ankles Copse. Just a bit of fun, and it's a mile from Farnborough in Hampshire. Ian, you're there now.
Yes, and I split my ticket getting here. I noticed the train was calling at all the little stops on the way, so I bought a single between each and every one of them. And do you know what? I've saved myself £3.60.
That is top world-class saving, Ian.
It is, yeah. It's the price of two Greg's steak bakes, which I duly bought and wolfed down on the walk from the station.
Two steak bakes, Ian? That's heavy.
Yeah,
gosh.
I can take it. I'm an athlete.
Wow, that's impressive. But, what's it like being in the forest your bum saved, Ian?
It feels very peaceful, Anthony. And not only am I clean as a whistle downstairs, I'm clean as a whistle in my conscience too.
And not only that, Ian, you might not know this, but there is a small tribe of forest people who live in that wood. Let's call them forest dwellers. And they are incredibly thankful that you chose to spare their habitat. Woodland people, if you can hear me, come out now. Ian, can you see them yet?
Not yet, Anthony, no.
Okay, all right, just give them a chance.
Wait, no, here they are. Oh, wow, would you look at that.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Oh, Anthony, I wish you could see this. There's 15 or so of them. A tiny community, but, oh, very welcoming. Do you know what? They're holding posters of me when I play for QPR.
Oh, that's amazing. And great posters they are too. We'll let you get acquainted. I hope you've brought a pen to sign them, Ian. That is top world class. Let's hear more from our caller, Sean, who is chasing Dean Saunders across South Manchester. Sean, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, he's running to the bowling alley at Parswood, Anthony. He's quick. I'll give him that. I'm chasing after him through the arcades as we speak.
Much quicker than you expect. And this is really what it's all about. Anyone who thought he wasn't that quick during his time as a footballer can think again.
He's running down one of the bowling lanes. I'm going to chuck a bowling ball at him.
No, Sean. No. Please don't do that. Do not throw a bowling ball at Dean Saunders. Sean!
Have that, you wanker!
Sean! Oh, no. Oh, my God. Sean, did you get him?
Nah, I missed. Got a ball. I haven't bowled in years, lads. Well out of practice.
Please don't throw any more bowling balls at Dean Saunders. This isn't how I imagined this Dean Saunders segment would go. I'm not going to lie.
Why would you lie, Anthony? Why would you lie?
Oh, someone sounds out of breath. Yeah, I thought you were an athlete, Ian.
I am. I'm doing keepy-uppies for these fluffy little woodland folk. They're loving it. Look at their little whiskers. I tell you, they're treating me like a god.
Like the QPR fans did at your time there.
Yes, Anthony, they loved me at that club for the season and a half before my form dipped because of a persistent yeast infection, but don't need to dwell on that. Oh, these little creatures are wonderful. These furry folk. Oh, yeah. Yeah, hello, mate. I've determined that one of them is called Paplu, and I think this one's called Tebow.
Oh, Ian, you're proper frolicking with them now.
Oh, yeah, they're picking me up. Oh, they've got me on their shoulders. I'm the king of the woods.
Oh, careful, Ian, you've had two steak bakes.
Yeah, well, I'm an athlete, though.
Oh, my goodness, they've adopted Ian as some kind of god. What language are they speaking? They're from Hampshire.
I've no idea. It's not Hampshire dialect. It's nothing like I've ever seen or heard before. Oh, no, not there, mate. No. Oh, no. No, that tickles. Oh, they're feisty little folk, that's for sure.
Who are they, then? Where do they come from?
I've got no clue. I've never seen anything like this merry little band of fluffy little... Yeah. I'm watching one of them... Oh, hold on. No, he's lining up a catapult.
Oh.
He's got a catapult. He's lining up something in the trees.
All right, we'll see. We'll come back to that.
No. He's fired that rock, top bins, and wallop! He's only got himself a squirrel, hasn't he? Wow! That is top hunter-gathering and no mistake.
What's he saying?
I think he's asking me if I'm hungry. No, mate. No, not hungry. No, I had steak bake. Steak bake? From Greg's. You know, two of them, actually. You know Greg's? Yum. No, Not for me. You eat the squirrel. That's you. That's for you. Oh, blimey. Now he's offering me his teat.
Okay, well, you don't want to offend them, Ian. When in the woods?
Yeah, I'm not doing that, mate. I need a dump, if anything. I think they can understand more than they're letting on of what I'm saying. The little chap is showing me into a hut. I think he knows. Dump? Yeah, I think he does. He's shown me into a little hut. It's some kind of toilet, I think. And, wow, would you believe it? There's a rudimentary bidet. Amazing. That's the biggest bidet I've ever seen. This is marvellous, Anthony.
Oh, they do know you after all. OK, we'll leave you to it. Let's return to new religious leader Ian Five Ankles after he's done bidet. But first, let's hear another in our series, Sports Horn Dates.
Sports Horn Dates.
My name's Gemma. I'm 26 and I'm a legal analyst.
I'm Dom. I'm 28 and I sell advertising space on spiders.
We had our blind date at Gough's Trough in Barnsley. I'm a big cricket fan, so I was excited to meet Darren Gough, although he wasn't there.
I live 200 miles away, but I saved the £13 on the train fare up there because I split the ticket.
Gough's Trough is a really modern communal dining experience. Imagine Wagamamas, where everyone sits next to each other on wooden benches to eat, but instead of benches, you're kneeling on the ground and there's no plates or cutlery, just a 10-metre-long stainless steel trough.
The trough was clean and modern, yeah, full marks for the trough itself.
I had onion rings and Dom had soup to start, but we kind of wanted each other's starters too, so when they tipped both in at the same time, we were like, result!
Conversation was great. We talked about how historians through the 20th century thought that the Great Fire of London halted the bubonic plague and was therefore a blessing in disguise for the city.
But if you look at the mortality rates, plague deaths had really tailed off by the September, so any effect the fire had on the epidemic would have been negligible.
I had steak and chips. Gemma had... I think Gemma had ravioli, but to be honest, by that point, the trough was just a big vat of swill. Tasty swill, though. Full marks for that.
There was a funny moment. Couple next to us, they're on the dessert. The bloke is about to propose to his girlfriend. He's hidden the ring in a piece of cheesecake.
But the cheesecake gets mixed in with a bit of Gemma's ravioli and my steak, because that's just how it falls off the chef's spade. She finds the ring, looks at me, and we have a good laugh about that.
It was a lovely day. We left the restaurant, we had a little kiss, and then we vomited in an alleyway.
I think we'll meet again, yeah.
Let's go back to Ian Five Ankles, who's become the living deity of a small group of woodland dwellers in southern England. Are you there, Ian?
I am here. Sadly, it's gone downhill very fast, Anthony. A disappointing turn of events, I have to say. I've angered them, and I'm making my way from Five Ankles Copse pretty sharpish.
What happened, Ian? They were carrying on their shoulders into the ablution hut 3 minutes ago. What's gone wrong in that time?
Well, after I'd done toilet, I used what I thought was a massive bidet, but sadly it wasn't. It turns out I've washed my bum in their entire supply of drinking water. And I tell you, they're not happy about it at all. They're chasing me out of the woods, and for little folk, they're really fast.
Okay, just looking at the map, you've got about 500 metres to the station of Farnborough North, Ian. Can you make it? Can you make that distance?
I tell you, Anthony, I wish I had Dean Saunders' speed at this point. I'm actually slightly worried for my life.
Well, Ian, you said to yourself, if there's a bucket of water, you will wash your bum in it, and that's as simple as that. It's an Ian Five Ankles promise.
The Ian Five Ankles promise.
I'm not sure I can outrun them, Anthony. They're gaining.
Well, good luck, Ian. You keep us posted. And speaking of luck, how is Sean from West Didsbury getting on chasing down Dean Saunders?
Dean Saunders!
Hi, Sean. Are you still there?
I am, yeah.
Oh, good. Did you catch Dean Saunders and win the grand?
I did. He got his leg caught in the machine that straightens the pins and I nicked his wallet.
Congratulations! Well done, Sean! Did you get a selfie?
Nah, the machine kind of ate the rest of him and he's somewhere deep in the bowels of the bowling alley. I can hear him, but it's very muffled and... no one's got any idea where he actually is. Weird.
And that is the magic of bowling alleys. Thank you, Sean. Ian's got to Farnborough North Station. You've escaped intact, Ian.
I have, yeah, but I can't get on the next train, Anthony. I split the ticket and the train doesn't call at one of the stops, so it's not valid. Oh, they're coming. I can see them. Jesus, they're coming. The little bastard with the catapult, he's coming. Do you know what, Anthony? No more B-days for me. Back to using toilet roll. I want to destroy your house, you furry fuckers. I'm not going to rest until your home, your habitat is destroyed. Fuck off.
That's lovely. Well done, Ian.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Why do they have those steak bakes? Stop them. Stop them. Can you stop them at the barriers? Don't let them over the barriers.
The time is 7:58. Plenty more to come. But first, let's go to Taj with the news.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Guys, can anyone hear me? Oh, God. It's dark in here. It'd be spiders and all. Oh, my God. I just want to be at home with my wife, Jean. Oh, Christ.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.